Thank you for calling us support. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
Hi. This is Powerful Health Trends. Hello?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. We're customer support. We have third-party call center. We handle over 350 different products. I actually have to just pull up your account and see which product you have.
I have no idea what this was about. I just received my bank statement. I know I saw that this $59.89 came out of my account, and my bank is 27 miles from where I moved to. So they sent me a letter because you guys tried to take out another $59.89 today, fraud and everything. So could you tell me what this was supposedly for?
Okay, so can I have your zip code, please? I can pull up your account.
I'm at 22401.
22401, first and last name?
Marion Davern.
Marion Davern. Okay, can you verify your address for me for security purposes, please?
120 Kings Mill Drive, Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Okay. Thanks so much for information as well, ma'am. Just waiting on it to load. Give me one moment.
Because my bank got in touch with me in the middle of the night about fraud, and I've been on the phone with the bank, and now I said I have no idea what this company is even.
Okay. So, thanks so much for information, ma'am. So, I was able to locate an account with that first and last name. Can you verify your address for me one more time?
120 Kings Mill Drive, Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Okay. Looks like you did the contest entry, ma'am. For the chance to win the free iPad, the free iPhone, the vacuum, the blender, or the KitchenAid. You did also as well pay the $59.89 for the meal plan as well, ma'am. The meal plan.
I never paid anything.
Okay.
I never paid anything. This was taken out without me even knowing.
And you're saying this is fraud?
Yes, because they were trying to take out another $59.89 this weekend, either yesterday or, well, some, I don't know if they said Sunday and Monday, there was another thing that came out for $39.99. So this was taken out on June 7th, $59.89, that I never got nothing. I don't know what it was about, because I just got my bank statement the other day, and I only had a chance to look at it today because I have to go to my bank. It's 27 miles. They got rid of my debit card because of this. I have no idea how you guys got me on this thing and charged me for something I never received, $59.89. They're going to get in touch with you, my bank, for fraud.
Okay. So you're saying this is fraud, or you should know anyone else in your household placed order?
I never placed an order. I have a very limited budget. I can't place no orders. I don't know where this came from. I didn't receive anything. And so supposedly
okay.
This is some kind of monthly charge because they already took out $59.89, your company, and they were trying to take out another $59.89 this weekend, but they stopped them at my bank because of the fraudulent stuff. So they're going to get in touch with you. They told me they're going to be getting in touch with your company to get me back the $59.89 that they took out on June 7th.
Okay, so let me go ahead and place in a brief. I'm going to go ahead and get your account. Make sure that it's already been canceled. I'm going to go ahead and get you over to the fraud department about the charge. Okay, one moment.
Okay. I'm on a very limited budget. I can't order anything, buy anything. At first, the lady at my bank said maybe it was vitamins. I said, I don't get no vitamins. My daughter's bought me my vitamins. I don't order anything.
Okay. One moment, please. Okay, you can get right over to the fire department now. One moment.